Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style transition in Ableton Live 12 that gets dirtier, tighter, and more urgent as it moves toward the drop, but without just getting louder for the sake of it. The goal here is mastering-minded, but still musical. We want that classic jungle pressure. The break starts relatively clean, then the saturation increases bar by bar, the swing stays alive, the ghost notes keep breathing, and by the time we hit the downbeat, the whole thing feels like it has earned the drop. This is a really important skill in drum and bass, because transitions are not just filler. In a lot of DNB tracks, the transition carries as much identity as the drop itself. If you can make a break feel like it is inhaling tension before impact, you instantly make the track feel more finished, more expensive, and more intentional. So let's start with the source material. First, load an Amen-style break onto an audio track and get the timing right before you do anything fancy. Set warp mode to beats, and make sure the transient handling keeps the punch intact. You want the kick and snare to stay sharp, because the snare is really the emotional anchor here. If the transient edge disappears too early, the whole thing starts to feel blurry instead of exciting. Use a 4-bar clip region, not just a 1-bar loop. That gives you room to shape a phrase, which is what this technique is really about. We are not just processing a break, we are designing motion across a musical sentence. Now make the groove decision first. Open the groove pool and try a jungle-appropriate swing, something in the range of MPC 16 swing 57 to 61, or an extracted groove from a break you already like. Then apply it at around 20 to 45%, depending on how much forward pull you want. This step matters a lot. If you saturate before the groove is locked, you can flatten the micro-timing and lose the feeling that makes jungle feel alive. Saturation reacts to the timing you feed it, so let the groove lead first. Now route the break to its own group or transition bus. This is where the mastery-friendly control starts. You want the transition to feel deliberate, not like the whole mix is clipping by accident. A solid chain to start with is EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, and optionally glue compressor after that if you want extra cohesion. Think of it like a little harmonic ladder. Start with EQ8 and put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean out useless sub-rumble. You are not thinning the break, just removing the junk underneath it. If the kick area feels bloated later, you can also make a small cut around 120 to 180 Hz. And if the saturation starts to cloud the body, watch the 250 to 400 Hz zone for buildup. After that, use drum bus for a little extra punch. Keep it restrained. A drive amount around 5 to 15% is usually enough, with transients nudged up slightly, maybe plus 5 to plus 15. You do not need to slam it. Just help the snare and kick speak a little more clearly before the saturation stage. Then hit it with saturator. Turn soft clip on, and start with just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to begin with, depending on the break and the style. We are going to automate this over the phrase, so don't worry about finding the final amount yet. Trim the output so the level stays comparable, because you want to judge density and character, not just loudness. Here's the big idea. This transition should go from dry to dirty over 4 bars. That means the saturator drive is not a static setting. It is a performance lane. Try something like this. Bar 1, around 1 to 2 dB of drive. Bar 2, around 3 to 4 dB. Bar 3, around 5 to 6 dB. Bar 4, around 6 to 8 dB. Then ease it back slightly on the final hit if needed. That gradual ramp is the heart of the lesson. It makes the listener feel the break closing in, like energy is building under the surface. And if the break starts to smear, do not immediately back off drive. First try lowering output to keep the harmonic density, while controlling the perceived level. You can also automate drum bus transients upwards slightly as the phrase peaks. And if you want a little air, a gentle high shell from EQ8 around 7 to 10 kHz can help, but be careful. In darker DNB, you usually want the brightness to come from saturation itself, not from a super clean top-end boost. Let the grit create the shine. Now let's talk about swing at the micro-edit level, because groove pool alone is often not enough for a proper jungle transition. This is where the break starts to feel human instead of looped. Duplicate the Amen clip and work on the final one-bar section by hand. Pull one ghost snare slightly early for urgency, push a late ghost kick a little behind for drag, or nudge a hat forward in the last bar so the drop feels like it is snapping into place. These tiny moves matter more than people think, especially once saturation is involved. Saturation can exaggerate timing perception. Early hits feel earlier, late hits feel later. If the groove starts to feel too drunk or lopsided, back off the drive before changing the timing. That is a really important coach note here. Always check whether the distortion is helping the swing or fighting it. If you want more texture, make a parallel dirty layer. Duplicate the break, process the copy more aggressively, and keep the original as your main punch and swing carrier. On the dirty layer, you can push saturator harder, maybe 8 to 12 dB of drive, and then band limit it so it lives in the mid-range. High pass around 200 Hz and low pass somewhere around 7 to 9 kHz. Blend it in quietly underneath. That gives you dust and attitude without wrecking the core break. This is especially useful if the snare is losing its front edge. In a men-based material, the snare tells the story. If it stops speaking clearly, the whole phrase loses identity. So if the main layer starts to flatten, don't just keep pushing. Add a parallel dirt layer instead. Now let's shape the arrangement itself, because the transition should feel like a phrase, not a preset. A clean way to think about it is call and response. Bar 1, the bass line drops out and the amen comes in fairly dry. Bar 2, a reese tail, substab, or lead answer starts to poke through. Bar 3, the saturation gets stronger and maybe a riser or noise swell joins in. Bar 4, the amen fill becomes the main event, with the final downbeat left clean enough for the drop to land properly. That call and response structure makes the transition feel composed. It gives the listener a sense that the break is interacting with the rest of the track, not just being processed in isolation. Now for the finish, which is all about the last half bar. This is where you make the drop feel bigger by creating a controlled release. You can automate a short, reverb send on the final snare or ghost hit, open a filter slightly over the last beat or two, and then narrow the stereo width briefly before the drop. Utility is great for this. If you collapse the width a bit, maybe down to 70 to 85% just before the downbeat, the drop feels wider when it opens back up. That trick is simple, but it works. You are not necessarily making the drop louder. You are making the contrast stronger. And contrast is really the point of the whole exercise. The best amen-style saturated transition is not just heavy. It is structured. It goes from restrained to rude, from narrow to open, from dry to dirty, and from human swing to controlled violence. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Do not saturate before the groove is locked. Do not overdrive the break until the transients disappear. Do not let the low end get messy under the transition. Do not widen the core break so much that it loses mono compatibility. And do not overcook the transition so hard that the drop has no room left to feel big. That last one is huge. A lot of people make a transition sound amazing in isolation, but then the drop feels smaller because the transition already spent all the energy. Leave headroom, both in level and in drama. If you want to push this further into darker or heavier territory, there are a few advanced variations worth trying. You can split the processing into mid and side, keeping the break core centered while pushing the sides harder for a wider, dirtier halo. You can use different saturation stages for different roles, like a warm saturator for the body and a harsher one for hats and coasts. You can automate the saturation in steps instead of one smooth ramp, so the transition feels like it opens in stages. And you can resample the whole thing once it feels right, then edit it like a performance instead of a loop. That last one is a great move. Once you bounce the transition to audio, you start hearing the real shape of it. Maybe one ghost hit needs more emphasis. Maybe one fill feels too long. Maybe the final snare wants a tiny reversal or pitch blip before the downbeat. Resampling makes those choices easier. Here's a quick way to practice this. Load an amen break. Warp it cleanly. Apply swing at about 25 to 40%. Build the break bus with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. Automate saturator drive from around 2 dB to 7 dB over 4 bars. Make one micro edit by moving a ghost snare slightly early or late. High pass around 30 Hz and clean any mud around 300 Hz. Render it to auto. Then compare the dry start and the dirty end at the same playback level. That last point is important. Judge the transition at matched loudness. Not louder. Matched. Otherwise, your ears will just be fooled by volume. If you do this well, the listener should feel the transition accelerating emotionally, even if the grid is not changing. The groove stays human, the saturation adds density, the snare remains the anchor, and the drop lands with that unmistakable jungle to neuro snap. So remember the core formula: groove first, saturation second, automation last. That is how you take an amen style transition in Ableton Live 12 and make it hit like a finished drum and bass record.